From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 14 new cases of COVID-19 today, with 300 active cases, or rather 380 active cases. The number of COVID-related deaths remains unchanged today at 118. First-time claims for state unemployment are down 53% in the last week. First-time claims under the federal program for freelancers and others are half of what they were the week before. Maine's success so far in controlling its outbreak of COVID-19 is prompting state officials to spend nearly $2 million encouraging visitors from certain states to vacation here. The campaign by the Maine Office of Tourism includes television, radio, and digital ads, and focuses on residents vacationing within the state as well as tourists from the five states currently exempt from Maine's 14-day quarantine or testing requirements. Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says movement between states during the pandemic does pose a risk, but he says the states targeted by the ad campaign have a comparable prevalence of COVID-19.
So in epidemiological terms, although there are no guarantees, the data suggests that the individuals from those states can come to Maine for short periods of time, like vacation, and not bring an added risk with them.
The states targeted by the campaign are Vermont, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And as talks in Congress continue toward another round of pandemic relief, Maine Independent Senator Angus King is pushing for help targeted at seasonal businesses. Mal Leary has details.
King told fellow members of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee that lawmakers should consider providing help to seasonal businesses, such as resorts, as the pandemic continues.
Seasonal businesses have been particularly hard hit this summer. I know that's true in Maine as well as across the country.
The committee heard testimony on the importance of seasonal businesses and about how many workers can earn most of their living through those seasonal jobs. Discussions continue around expanding the Paycheck Protection Program to seasonal businesses, along with other targeted measures. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And in weather tonight, rain and fog around the state with lows in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow morning fog, then becoming mostly sunny statewide and less humid. On the heels of a recent report that drug overdose deaths in Maine are on the rise, Governor Janet Mills today convened a virtual opioid response summit. It's the second time Mills has convened experts, advocates, and those in recovery to help strengthen local and state response to the opioid crisis. As Patty White reports, the crisis has been exacerbated by the effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
In the first 3 months of the year, 127 Mainers died from drug overdoses. That's a 23% increase as compared to the last 3 months of 2019. And preliminary figures from the state show that the trend is continuing, with a projected total of 259 deaths for the first half of the year.
We are here today because of a state of emergency within a state of emergency.
Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the Maine Center for Disease Control, was among the speakers at the virtual summit. He describes the opioid crisis as an epidemic nestled within a pandemic. Though the extent to which COVID-19 has affected substance use isn't yet fully clear, Shah says it has fueled an additional stressor, isolation.
At a time in their lives when folks who are struggling may need a shoulder to cry on, or a hand to hold, the strictures of COVID-19 may have meant that neither was there.
The pain of isolation and loneliness often drives people to seek relief in drugs or alcohol, says Dr. Vivek Murthy. He's the former U.S. Surgeon General who issued a landmark report in 2016 that identified addiction as a chronic illness instead of a moral failing. Murthy also recently wrote a book about loneliness, inspired in part by the stories he's heard from people with substance use disorder. While loneliness can lead to addiction, he says, social connection is an important part of the solution.
There were very few, if any, people I met who were in recovery who didn't often describe a person or a group that was pivotal to their recovery process.
That was the case for at least one of several people in recovery who spoke at the virtual summit. Ryan, who didn't share his last name, says he started to drink when he was 13. He became addicted to opioids a few years later after a severe car accident. It took 2 decades, he says, to become sober.
There have been many attempts at sobriety over the years, and I firmly believe that the difference this time around is my willingness to get involved within the recovery community and helping newcomers through the process.
Ryan says he meets regularly with peers. Peer support is among the strategies that Governor Mills has focused on to tackle the opioid crisis. In her remarks at the summit, Mills highlighted that the state has trained more than 250 peer recovery coaches. Looking forward, her plans include establishing an overdose fatality review panel and a rapid response team to address overdose spikes in communities. Mills says she'll also focus on prevention and urged people to stay connected to others.
Knock on your neighbor's door, open their fortress of solitude, invite them back into society, into the world. Let's not be strangers.
Dr. Vivek Murthy says if he could rewrite his Surgeon General report on addiction, he would put more emphasis on the role of social supports in preventing substance use disorders. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about appreciating the natural world during the pandemic. I'm Nora Flaherty.